Okay, we're on Tzvav on base.
Yeah, maybe we should just read the Mishnah.
We're not. We did the Mishnah already, but maybe we should read it anyway, just to familiarize ourselves again. Matzuktias b'derech. If you find figs on the road, I feel b'derech b'tzad tzadaktias. Yeah, remember we spoke about. I feel b'tzad tzadaktias, even if it's next to a field full of dried figs. The chain tena shinot al derech, and so too. If there is a fig tree inclining out over the highway, and you found underneath it figs, mutars b'shem gezel, they're permitted because of gezel. In other words, we don't regard them as subject to the halachas of theft because the owner gives up on ever getting them back. Upturos mina ma'isas, and therefore they're exempt from ma'isas as well. Hazesim charuvim, olives and carobs are chayev. They're chayiv in gezel and in trumas u'maisris because they don't get dirty and ruined when they fall on the ground. So therefore, the owner does not give up hope of getting them back. It's never happened. Matzo grogeris. If you find a date. If most people already press their day, it's chayiv. So then it's chayiv in Trumas u'Maisos because it's considered to have been completed. Its activity has been completed. It was pressed into a cake, and you found it after it was completed, and therefore it's chayiv in Trumas u'Maisos. If not, however, potter, then it's exempt because it was never completed under somebody's ownership. Then there, because it was never pressed, and therefore it's exempt from Trumas u'Maisos.
How do they find it? It's pressed cakes?
No, that's Gemara's going to ask. Well, you're supposed to say, when you find it, you should know what it is, pressed or not. Matza pilchei dvela. If you find actually pieces, large chunks of the cake, so be a dua shemiya davar agomor. It's obviously coming from something which was completed. Hacharuvin carobs achlo kintel rosh kago. Before you gather them to the top of your roof, moy man lebeim. You could take them down to feed your animal. Bupater, and you're exempt from trumas u'maisros. Because you only take them down for your animal, and you're going to put back the rest afterwards, so it never became designated for human consumption. All right, the Gemara is going to discuss if that's exactly the case, but let's take that at face value for the time being. Okay, says Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo amaru ela b'derech. This is only between on the highway. But it's between you and your friend, so lo, then there is no yeush, then you're not allowed to take it. But if you have two fields adjacent, or the short interruption between the two of them, and you find dates carobs in the middle, dates and figs in the middle, so then you're not allowed to take them home with you. When do I say the owner doesn't give him hope he find the olives under the olive trees? The charuvin, the carobs, tachas charuvin under the carob trees. If you find the opposite, the olives under the carobs and the carobs under the olive trees, slobada, in that case, it is considered hefker because it clearly has rolled away and the owner gives up hope of ever giving it back in that case. Okay? Inside of his domain already. Says more further. The love of batim.
Even if it's just neighbor next to neighbor.
Yeah, it seems that way. What?
I think we did this.
Yeah, we did this. I said I was going back to the Mishnah. Ask more. The love of batim and nidroshos. I don't understand. If you find it in the field, it's really a question from before. If you find it in the field, then it's not pressed. Because they don't press it. They press them and they take it home. It's out in the field. I'm Rabbi Shbun Bar Chiyo Tipoter. Sorry about a case. Sherov places. Sherov Dersim disorders where most people do press out in the fields. There were such places. Rabbi Zira Boy. Rabbi Zira asked. Baden Nikarasim Juse Meno Jusa. Still, you should be able to tell if it's pressed or not. right? Okay, maybe this is a place where people press on the fields, but let's see if this one's pressed or not. How does that ever answer the question? I'm Rabbi Yosef Ben Shori. This show said a very interesting answer. Sometimes even the press dates roll out from underneath the pressing wheel, the drusa. So therefore, luckily, it's considered pressed because it was in the pressing container, whatever it's called. However, doesn't look like it's pressed. So, nonetheless, I consider those pressed in that case. Okay? So, too, similarly, we have cases where a foot will step on something. And this is talking about, I guess it was pressed by the people who were walking back and forth. That's what the Kavanaki says. And he ain't a drusa. Logically, that's not considered to be pressing because it wasn't pressed by a press, but rather it was just trampled on. So therefore, in that case, if he ain't a Vineer's Kedrusa, even though it looks like it was pressed. So that's why the Mishnah says that... not the Mishnah, right? Boom Bar Chia says it's talking about where most people press out in the fields, and we go by whether it is pressing has taken place on Mas or not, because ultimately this specific date or fig, it's hard to tell by looking at it what it is, because it could be even if it is pressed, it was pressed by trampling. It could be if it's not pressed, not because it wasn't pressed, but because it wasn't in the right place in the press when the beam came down. So therefore we have to understand what the circumstances are of the time of year in that location in general, rather than looking at the circumstances of this specific date or fig. Okay, now why is that important to us? Just to sum up, because if it already got through Gemar Malacha, it was already pressed, so then it's chayav in trumas u'maaseres. If it never went through gemar malacha, it was just hefker beforehand, so then it's exempt for trumas u'maaseres. Okay, is that clear? Okay. Say tomorrow further. You know, are you staying for Marv? I have something for you. My briefcase. Take it now so you don't forget. It's about our favorite topic. All those papers at front. Top me. Okay. We sit on a committee together. I was able to sit with him on the library committee of HTC. It's not such a big schuss, believe me. Not because of him. No. I think he can verify that it's not such a big schuss. says more further. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Now, here, this is a trick Gemara. I'm Rabbi Elazar. You see, we're at two dots now? I don't know if you have two dots. We're two dots at the bottom of Tetz Vav on base. No two dots, right? I'm Rabbi Elazar. It's really a tricky Gemara. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Elazar said, Hada de Tamar, that which we say, that we go after, we don't go after what it looks like, but rather after what's going on in the fields, is b'makom shein roiv darsim besodos, only when we don't have a roiv. Now, what would you think? We don't have a roiv, but what? What do we have? A miut. Well, if I was trying to trick you, what would I mean to say? We don't have a roiv, but rather we have a... the opposite of mute. A kol. Kulam. An entirety. That's the trick in this Gemara. Unless a hada tamar b'makom she'ein roiv darsim besodos, where it's not a roiv, but a kol. Where everybody presses out in the fields. Everybody presses out in the fields, right? Now, Rabbi Boon Bar Chia said, we go after the majority. Most people press out in the fields. So we assume that this is pressed, and since this is pressed, it's Chayim and Trumas U'Maaseres. Rabbi Boon, he argues. Rabbi Loza says, I only follow what the reality, if everybody presses in the fields, not just the rove. I have a Malcolm Sherov Dorsey Masoros, or a place where only a majority presses out in the fields. Also not mute, the minority who press in Hasidim Lidros, who only press when they get into the homes, mitstarfin, they join to those who press in the, to those who, I'm sorry, those, the minority who are going to press later in fields who haven't pressed yet, join the minority who press in the homes, and therefore you don't have to assume that these dates are figs or chayim trumas and maizers. Again, what does he say? He says, when do I say that mistoma their chayim trumas and maizers, where everybody presses their dates and figs out in the field? But if only a majority press their dates and figs out in the field, so therefore that means some of them don't press their dates and figs in the field, and besides that, some of them didn't get to it yet. So therefore the two minorities combine to outweigh the majority, and then I don't have to take trumas and maizers off these figs and dates.
It's assuming that the time span is different.
Right. Assuming that's staggered.
Yeah.
Assuming nobody does, not everybody does one. Yeah, that's a legitimate assumption. That's a legitimate assumption. Not everybody presses it.
They may all have the same time period.
Harvesting, yes. Pressing, not necessarily. No, they just have to dry them. They don't necessarily have to press them. They have to dry them right away. They don't have to press them right away. Okay? Yeah. That's different, right? Beer is all uniform, because that's when there's nothing left for the animals out in the field. But that's a separate thing. Okay. Marla and the Behemoth, we're getting back to in the Mishnah. They don't have a header on this, but it's going out that the Gemara said that if you found carobs, if you have carobs, and the Mishnah said if you have carobs, which were you're storing on your roof, and you took them down for your animal, so you're exempt, even though now you're down in your yard, where you should be chayav trumas maizer, you're exempt because you're going to take it back up, you're just extemporaneously taking them down for your animal. Istanoi tani, there's some tanoim who said, really it's fine, but even if you take them down to snack yourself, that's okay. It's not considered ready permanent set in trumas and maizers. However, why didn't mention for yourself? Shein shivcho shel tam mechotah. So this is not talking about. Shein shivcho shel tam mechotah in lios ochel peiros b'shuk. It's not their occurrence for tam mechotah to eat peiros in a marketplace. Even in a chater, if it's a chater which is not private, it's not their occurrence for tam mechotah to eat. Mechotah is not supposed to eat in public. It's the way it is. It's not considered their occurrence. Kahad Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Haba Ocha B'Shuka, like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon was eating in the marketplace. Chamser Meir saw him. Amar Lezer, he said, B'Shuka Tochil, you're eating in the marketplace? How could that be? Ubato Garme, and he subjugated himself and stopped eating. Okay? So that's what it means. Even really, you might be taking it down to snack yourself, but the Mishnah doesn't approve of such behavior. So that's how the Mishnah phrased it, that you're taking it down not for yourself, but for your animal. Okay? It's kind of a...
So what about the stamina,
not the tamakrofa? They're also not supposed to. They're not being discussed in the Mishnah. But no, they're included. Right? They're the same idea. As long as they're just snacking, they can take off the roof.
They weren't afraid that they
were
going to take them down?
No, obviously it could be. We could be concerned about it, but we're not. You're right. We're not concerned about it. It's Kiddush, but we're not. Okay. Lachah Gimel. Now, until now, we haven't defined what's a chatzah which is mechayev you meiser. The Rabbanan, if the fruit enters certain types of the courtyards, it's mechayev you meiser. What are they? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, chatzah aturis, a Tyrian yard, which means that it's safe kept. They have watchmen on them. Shaken lishmar besocha, because things are well preserved within them. Rabbi Akiva Mer Kosha Echo Poseh Echo Noel Petura. As long as two people have the keys, I assume not from members of the same family, the courtyard is exempt because it's not considered to be private enough. Rabbi Chemio Mer Kosha Eno Dam Bosh Milecho Betocha. Any yard where a person is not embarrassed to eat therein because it's somewhat enclosed, Chayevis. It's interesting because people who don't eat in the streets, but they will eat in their cars. So what's interesting, Mizman Azeh would say a car is koveil in a trumas and maizers. It does fulfill all the parameters of chutz. You can lock it. Somebody else can't open it. And you're not embarrassed to eat in it, usually. So it could be it's mechayiv in trumas and maizers. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, kosher nichnasla, any place you enter, vein ein oimer mat mevakish, and nobody says, what are you doing here? In other words, if it's not your yard, you go in there. People don't say, what are you doing here? Tourists, so that's exempt because it's not considered to be a safe kept yard because people can wander in, meander in at will. Rabbi Yossi shtecha chatzera zulifni mizu, when you have two yards, one which is inner to the other. Hapnim is chayeves, the inner one is chayev and trumas and maizers. But I can tell you the other one, the outer one, it's exempt because people walk through it in order to get to the inner one, so therefore it's not private. Okay, let's go to the more Tessin and base, please. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, no. I don't have a head. You have a header. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Ezu Chatzah. What is the yard? It should be Chatzah at Tzuris.
Right.
Okay, because that's what we're talking about. Tanner, Shalomel, Kosher, Shoymer, Yeshua, Pisco, Mashamer. Anytime there's a watchman, sits on the front gate and watches it. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochanan Shemir Yenison said, "Kulumina Bais Lomdu." We learned all the possible qualities of a yard from a house. How do we know that the Bais Toivel? The Bais Toivel Dvar Torah, that a house is makes Soin Tevel Dvar Torah, you're no longer allowed to snack. The Yosefet says, Biarte HaKodesh Min HaBais. I took all my maestros out from my house. Why is it Min HaBais? It's superfluous. I've said no from your house. Where else did you have it? So it's telling us when the things that come Chayim and Trumas and Maestros when they're in their house. Now, Shimon, Kumi Rabbi Yochanan. Shimon, who used to learn it for Rabbi Yochanan, on my loan, he said to us, "Halog is like all the parameters in the Mishnah Luchumra. If the yard meets any of the criteria mentioned in Mishnah, it's considered to be Mechayim and Trumas and Maestros, by definition." Now that's one way of reading it. Shimon, the Pnei Moshe reads it not Shimon, but rather Shamun, that they heard. Okay, but the Kavanaki demonstrates that it works out easily where we assume that it's Shimon, and that Shimon said in Rabbi Yochanan this. Why don't we say the name Rabbi Yochanan? If Shimon said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, why don't we say name Rabbi Yochanan? The Lasek, because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that way. In fact, it's not true. Milsek, Rabbi Yochanan, please on Milsek. The words of Rabbi Yochanan argue on the words of Shimon. The Tanya we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Omer Mishra Rabbi Akiva says name Rabbi Akiva. Kosher Boser Ve'echad Noel. Anytime one guy opens and the other guy closes, so neither has full access, full control, I should say. At Petura, it's exempt from Trumas and Maisis this yard. On this, Rabbi Akiva said, "Bishnei shutfim v'lo bishnei diurim." It's talking about where there are two partners, each one impedes upon the other, not two individuals who live there who both are tenants. Now that makes no sense. Someone's going to attack this. Mamin shutfim v'mamin diur. What is between a partner and a tenant? Kishem shal shutfim v'magad, just like a partner impedes upon the complete control of the other. Kach. So to the tenant the pizza and the complete control of the other. That which it says that the tenant does not impede upon it from becoming chayv and trumas and maizes, it's when it's a baal bais, a landlord and a tenant. It says Gemara, baal bais memacha ayidei diur, the baal bais can prevent the tenant from having free access. Vein dior memacha ayidei baal bais. The tenant cannot prevent the baal bais from having complete access. So therefore, in that case, I'd say that the chayv trumas and maizes in such a yard. Olay Shimon kum Rabbi Yochanan Omar concerning this, not concerning the other case. Shimon in front of Rabbi Yochanan said, Halachik Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Rabbi Akiva. Halachik Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar argues on Rabbi Akiva, who said that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is the one who said that it has to do with Wait one second. I think I read that wrong. Hello, Rabbi Shimon Lozer. Dear Rabbi Akiva, Hello, Shimon Lozer. Dano doesn't argue, but rather will sell like Rabbi Akiva. That where one is a tenant, one is a landlord, that it's chayim and trumas and meisers, because the landlord exercises the ultimate right in that case. Rabbi Ami said, "Holy, Rabbi Yochanan, ilin de Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yochanan paskav for those of Rabbi Ami." Halak Rabbi Shimon Lozer, Rabbi Akiva, alongside Rabbi Shimon Lozer, in his perspective named Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan Meir
B'chulei. So what do we say about two tenants? Since they don't
two tenants are exempt from Trumas Maisa in the courtyard. But a tenant and landlord, they do impede upon each other because they have equal rights.
But the landlord can impede on both.
Yeah, use that here. It's all premises landlord. Okay, that would be a separate case. We're talking about here either two tenants or the subsequent case of Morris as a landlord and a tenant. Yeah. Okay? So that was the case which Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yochanan Pasuk Rishim Ben Elazar that he said that it has to do with partners and not with tenants and landlords. The thing is that Rambam does Pasuk like Shimon said named Rabbi Yochanan that Lo Kedivei Kulin LaAchmir that a Bechotzer is determined by the minimum shear according to each person, whether it's safeguarded or whether you're not embarrassed there and stuff like that. No matter which one works, it works and it's fine. That's a good definition of a chatzer. Okay? Says more further. You don't have a header here. Do you, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chulei? But it says two courtyards, one more inner, one more outer, the inner one is chayev. So it says more, I'm Rabbi Ami, oh Rabbi Yochanan Li'in, Rabbi Ami. Oh, sorry, I went back. Rabbi Barachia, boy, call Rabbi Zira. Ask in front of Rabbi Zira. Ma ba Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda lo siv der Akiva. What is Rabbi Yehuda adding Rabbi Akiva? The same principles are true according to Rabbi Akiva. Says Mara, you're right. Omar lev lo klum. He's not adding anything. What he's doing is explaining that a ramification of Rabbi Akiva, which has to do with impediment, is that if there are two courtyards, one within the other, so in the outer courtyard is impeded, but the inner court is unimpeded, and therefore by them, Trumas Maisers becomes a chiyuv, not by the outer courtyard. Okay? Says more further, Mishnah further. Hagagos Peturin. Oh, yeah, back to Mishnah, sorry. Yeah, the fourth wide line. Hagagos Peturin. The roofs are exempt. Avo bishen shel chotzer chayevis. Even though they're behind a yard which is chayev in Trumas and Maisers, the roofs themselves are exempt. Anything on the roof is exempt. Beis shar v'chsadim repeses. If you have a, can I make myself clear on that roof? Makes no difference. Doesn't matter. Roofs are not considered to be a makom tashmish. Beis shar v'chsadim repeses, a gatehouse or a portico, you know, like a awning which is on supports but has no walls. Umirpeses and a porch. All these which front on a courtyard, hare lukachotzer, they're like the courtyard which they front. Im chayev is chayev, and the courtyard which they front is chayev, these are chayev. Im ptur, if it's exempt, these are pturim as well. Okay? Hatzrifin, which are like igloo type huts, but instead of being made out of snow, because they didn't have snow in Bavel, what do you think they were made out of? Straw, right. Okay? So who would stay in these tzrifin? Usually watchmen, they're made for watchmen out in the field. That was their purpose. Burgenin, which are also watch houses but more permanent. Va'alkitios. Alkitios are shelters. I was in camp, and it was the first camp I ever went to, the Y camp. So they had shelters. Shelters, you know. No, not even lintus. They're just roofs.
Oh, okay.
Roofs to stand on when it rained. in that box wasn't a sleepaway camp. You had roofs to stand on when there rained. So that's a shelter. That's an in Aramaic, summer is kaita. So al-kaita, that's a remind of summer camp, right? Al-katios is a shelter, which you stand on in the summer, as opposed to an actual hut or house, right? Pturim, they're all exempt. They're not considered to be houses. A house is chayav trumas u'maisus. A bayis, a chater mirabana, but these have neither. They have no parameters.
That's not considered a house, whereas an umbrella is
considered a house. Boy, you're in a sarcastic mood tonight. That was sarcastic comment number two.
It's
there's the difference between an ohel and a bayis. Ohel is a tent. These are all tents. If you build one of these on Shabbos, you're chayav.
Oh, okay.
But it's not a bais. Just like a tent is not a chayim trumas u'maisus. These are also not a chayim trumas u'maisus. Okay? But let me tell you a secret. Umbrellas aren't tents either. Yeah. What?
Right?
Yeah, because bunks and camps are like huts. That's right. All right. But in any event, sukkah's kinosar. The sukkah by kinosar is the kineret. Aval pishesh barichaim, even though they live there. It has a millstone, tiny golem, and has hands. The turret's exempt because it can only live there in the summer, really. Same thing, sukkah's ayotzrim. The sukkah potters. Hapnim is chayv, nonetheless the inner one is chayv because it's the potter does live there throughout the summer, says the summer season. Whereas sukkahs ginosar, I guess they really didn't live there. I guess it was only like an available place, but they didn't really live there. Hapnim is chayv, if he has two sukkahs, one of which he lives in, the other which he sells his wares. So the inner one in which he lives is chayv and trumas u'maisus, but concerning the other one where he sells his wares, exempt ptura. Rabbi Yosef Yerkol Shana Diras Hachamav Diras Takshamim, anything which is not used both in the summer and in the winter, the tourists exempt from Jerusalem Isis. Sukkot Zachag Bechag, what about a sukkah on Sukkot? Rabbi Yosef Bechag, Rabbi Yosef says Chayim Jerusalem Isis, Chayim Pochim Chachamim exempt you. Okay?
So you
couldn't snack on grain in your sukkah, that's right, yeah. Okay? Back to the Gemara. What? Don't help. So I take off Trumas u'Maisus. I'm Rabbi Elazar. No, ain't a mevarech on the night. Well, maybe because it made a bracha on the sitting there. According to the Gra, you can make a bracha on sitting there if you don't eat.
Okay.
I'm Rabbi Elazar. You see that, Rabbi Elazar? It's 3, 6, 7 lines up before the end of the narrow lines. On Ted Zion on my base. I'm Rabbi Lozer.
Okay.
I'm Rabbi Lozer. Begag mevutzer la'avir chotzer. He must nisin. The truth is, our Mishnah came to talk about where the roof is surrounded. Mevutzer means fortified. But here it means surrounded by a chotzer, which is chayiv. So it says, well, wait a minute. If it's surrounded by chotzer, which is chayiv, we came and shivir and derech aver chotzer lo nitplu. You took them to the courtyard, so they should become tevel. Now, which you know, they shouldn't be able to snack anymore. Do it for a courtyard. So two answers. Departed ik Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Either going like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda says when you go through a courtyard, it's not mechayiv you. Only if you stop there to intentionally eat there, they now have to snack. But if you're going through a courtyard, it's not mechayiv you. So he went through the courtyard to get to the roof, and that's okay. Ik Rabbi. Or it could be even going like Rebbe. Rebbe holds, if you go through a courtyard, stam, you're chayev. This is talking about where you're going through the courtyard in order to go to the mukta, to the drying location. In other words, when he went to the courtyard, he had no intent of eating them, so it wasn't even nigmar malachto yet. Because what do you intend to do? You intend to dry them as well. So therefore, it's not chayim trumas u'maisus until nigmar malachto, which is after they are dried. Okay, so this can be going like Rebbe. Should die to lasses men mukta. He wanted to dry them. Then when they got to the roof, nimlach shalol lasses decided not to dry them but to eat them. But even still, once they're on the roof, they're exempt from snacking. He wasn't tricking. Amar Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin said, "Who sheyabika garba al arba." It's talking about a case where the roof is 4x4 amos. If not, it's not considered to be a shrus unto itself. And it's whatever it has, whatever status the courtyard has underneath it. This is not like Hilchos Shabbos. Because Hilchos Shabbos, how large does it have to be in order to be considered unto itself? Well, area.
3.3.
That's why the guys are going to need Ervin in modern metropolitan areas version 3. Soon to be a major motion picture. No. Soon to be a bestseller. Right? The 4x4 Tvachim. 4x4 Tvachim by Shabbos. Here it's 4x4 Amos because that's due not with Rishus, but rather with the significance of being a house or a roof. Okay, so it's Amos, not Tvachim in this case. Okay? Ma'abai Sein HaTovel. Achiebo arba larba, afagat eno poiter does exempt to achiebo arba larba until it's 4x4. So it's the flip side of the chiyah, which is 4x4. The ptur is 4x4 also. Tatani will enter brisa, pai shein bo arba amos larba amos, a house which doesn't have 4x4 amos. This is a Gemara which appears also in the Bavli and Sukkah, this brisa. Potamina mezuzah is exempt from having a mezuzah. Umina maka is exempt from having a parapet. So it's not 4x4, which is on the roof. Mina Eruv, it doesn't have to be included in an Eruv. Veino Toivel and Meisers, if you bring food in it, the food doesn't become susceptible to being Meiser. It's most Sukkahs, because it's written, you know, well, not most, but some.
But for Sukkah, you don't have a mezuzah because it's not terminal.
We're going to discuss that. Excuse me. We're going to discuss that. Veino also, so Ibor Le'ir, the halacha is you can extend the city in any direction where the continuous house is every 72/3 amos. In terms of Tchum Shabbos, the Tchum only begins where the last house is. So as long as the house are within 72/3 amos of the last one, you can keep extending it. So here we don't say that, because here 72/3 amos are ending up in a house which is less than 4x4. Now so it's less by 4x4. It's not considered a house. Therefore, it doesn't extend the city in that direction. Okay? Somebody who took us of oath not to dwell in a house, you can dwell in this. This is a phone booth. If you have a courtyard which you're dividing up among the members, the owners, or the houses, which, excuse me, front on the courtyard, his house doesn't count because his house is less by 4x4 amos. So he doesn't get any area in the courtyard, the 4 amos in front of his house. Veino tzamus b'yavel. This is not precise. Means it's not tzamus. It doesn't go permanently to a buyer who buys it within a walled city. Look, is a house in a walled city, a house in a walled city. After a year, the buyer gets to keep forever. It has no yoivo. So this one's not like that. Rather, it goes out during yoivo because it's not a house. So if it's not a house, what must it be? It must be a field. It's a field. When does it go out? At in yoivo, even if it's within a walled city. Okay? Veino matami negoyim. Can't get tummy with saras because it's not a house. Only house will get tummy. Veino bayin chavis alav miorchei mulchama. And the people who went out to war don't go back home because they just built a new hut. Maushit Bulubali Burgundy. I have a header. Atirin Burgundy Mukhul Gamer. This is a very interesting question. The owner of a Burgundy. We said the watchman in the Burgundy, in the little hut, watchman's hut, he can still snack. What about the owner? If the owner happens to come out and use the hut, can he still snack? Hear the question? Not the watchman, the owner. I mean, at the time of that, which he learned, base safer, base Talmud, a school. He's not a the tenant is a renter, so he definitely be chayv. According to this Gemara.
Here he's an employee.
Yeah.
I guess we have this is owner for now.
Right.
Different than the question we asked.
Even though it's a little bit firm.
Yeah, because we had this sort of talk before.
That's a good question. I don't know how to answer it. It's less than 4x4 amos. No, it can't be less than 4x4 amos. It's more than 4x4 amos. Because then otherwise there'd be no havmina that the owner's life.
Oh.
Right. It's impermanent. So the question is, that's the uniqueness here. It's more than 4x4, but not permanent. So what's its status?
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's what I think it is here.
Yeah,
that's and what difference does it make whether it's a shomer or the owner?
Oh, no,
the Kiddush is that a shomer, the shomer is potter because it's not his, right? It's not made, even that's not, I don't like that, you're right. It's not dwelling. The shaila is though, if you're an owner of a place which is 4x4 ramos, even if it's not suitable for a dwelling, is that by definition, so it's going to be mechayev to take off trumas and maasers? That's really what we're asking.
Right.
It's of the proper dimensions. People don't use it to live there. Anybody else is exempt. What about the owner? For him, is it like a house? This would be that issue. Okay? So it says, Marmi, Matatani based Sefer based Talmud, Toivle, the Sefer, the Mishnah, the Mishanim. Now that you learned that the base Sefer and the base Talmud, the Yeshivas, makes it prevents the Sofer who's teaching Chumash, Mishan who's teaching Mishnah from eating. Acherim, but not others. Odomra is teaching us Shane Toivlin Labala Borganin. That the owner of the Borganin, just like the Sofer or Mishan, it doesn't own the school, right? He might own the school, he doesn't live in the school necessarily. But nonetheless, it's Mechayev and Metrumus Samaisrus. So you see, the same thing can be true about the Borganin. Okay? He does own the school, the Sofer or the Mishanin. He doesn't live there. So nonetheless, I say, he's Chayev. So to here, the owner of the Borganin, when he comes there, is Chayev as well. That's what it will boil down to. Okay, that's comparison. Yeah, logic is difficult. I mean, that's why there's a whole Kavanaki here. But it's not bad. It's not bad. Okay? Sukkah Sachag. Spare you, spare me. Sukkah Sachag. Sukkah Sachag v'chag. You don't have a head of her. Getting back to Sukkah. Tana Rebbe Yoimeh. Rebbe says, Arba Amas Ava Bishayin Shom Arba Tfanos. A Sukkah, as long as it's 4x4 Amos, even if it doesn't have four walls, it's okay. How many walls does a Sukkah need?
Three.
Two and some odd. Yeah, two and change. B'shem Omer, Arba Tfanos, need four walls. Ava Bishayin Shom Arba Amos. You have four walls, you don't need four Amos. What's the minimum share of a Sukkah? That's height. Width. That's according to Rebbe. Oh boy. 7x7 tefach. Total blank? 7x7 tefach. Okay. Okay. Rabbi Omer. Arba Amos or Arba Tfanos. Ravida says you need both. You need four walls and four Amos. Tani, v'chinen Ravida m'chayib in mezuzah beiruf. What? Now, he has Tanya and Kavanaki. You do not have Tanya, right? You have just v'chayim. I'm going to use that. Okay? Tanya, v'chinen Ravida m'chayib in mezuzah, and he throws an eiruf also. A sukkah according to Ravida, according to this, is chayiv in mezuzah and an eiruf. Now this is not in the Bavli. According to this, it's a brisa. I don't like it. I'm going to assume it's not a brisa. You'll understand why in a minute. Mistabra makes sense to say Rabbi Yehuda Yoydel Ilan the Rabbonin. Now the way the Kavanaki explains it, the way the Olam Farshim learn it, is Rabbi Yehuda will be moided to the other rabbis, to Rebbe and to Rabbi Shimon. But if you remember, in the Bavli, when it says A is moided to B, what does it really mean? Yeah, the B is moided A. We had that once before. where it says A is moided to B, it means B is moided to A. That's where the Yerushalmi speaks. So what it really means is, the other rabbis could see to Rabbi Yehuda. What does it mean the other rabbis could see to Rabbi Yehuda? That a sukkah dalet al dalet with dalet funos is certainly mechayev and trumas and maisers. Okay? No, I'm not sure I want to touch it up like that. One second. No, I don't want to touch it up like that. I want to say it differently. Mistab Rabbi Yehuda, the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda concedes to those Rabbi Yehuda, those Rabbanan concede to him that such a sukkah is kosher. Sukkah which has four walls and four amos. Rabban Elin lo yodin Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda's not going to concede to these rabbis. In other words, he's not going to be matir sukkah unless it has both components, both 4x4 amos and four walls. One is not enough, so the other rabbis concede to Rabbi Yehuda, because they all hold. The underlying svara here is everybody holds, in this opinion, in this machlokas, everybody is sukkah diras kfar boina. It's better to have a strong structure as a sukkah. Not a diras harai, not a extemporary, off the cuff, temporary structure. They all concede to that. Just a rabbi, the question of rabbi, the other rabbis hold, they can diras kfar is either four walls or 4x4 amos, you don't need both. If you have both, it's very good. Rabbi, you need both. You need both 4x4 amos and four walls. Both components are necessary. If you have missing either one of them, sukkah's no good. Okay? That's good. That makes sense. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, however, you should know, Rabbi Yehuda, now we're going to say Rabbi Yehuda argues that which said previously, that which the Brisa said before, the Gemara is going to renege on that. That which the Kavanah calls a Brisa. I don't think it's a bright. So now the Yerushalmi is going to argue on that. Rabbi Yehuda holds Avopi sheish ba arba amos va arba tfanos she betura mina mezuzah veina tevelslam. Oh, it's camping on Rabbi Yehuda because he said the Mishnah. No, I'm wrong. I was going to say that Rabbi Yehuda himself concedes that a sukkah, even a sukkah of his shear, is exempt from trumas and maaseres. But that's nonsense, because the Mishnah itself, you take a look back in the Mishnah said Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev in trumas and maaseres in the sukkah. Which you remarked on that in the Mishnah, right? So what it means to say is the other tanoim hold, arba amos v'arba adfonos, even though the other tanoim hold, even if it's got four walls and it's got four amos, it's a kosher sukkah, but still she b'turmin ha-mezuzah v'ena tevels l'maisers. Since it remains a sukkah, it's exempt from mezuzah and therefore it's exempt from trumas l'maisers as well. So the way the Gemara reads it again, the other rabbis concede to Rabbi Yehuda that a sukkah 4x4 amos and with four walls is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda does not concede to the other rabbis, and he holds a sukkah which is only 4x4 walls or 4x4 amos is not kosher. The other rabbis, although they concede to Rabbi Yehuda in the point that 4x4 plus 4x4 is better, but they do not concede that it's chayiv in trumas or maaseres or mechayiv you in mezuzah. That they do not concede. Because the sukkah by definition is not a house. The way he brings it down, Kavanaki, it's not called a house because it doesn't have a roof. And only that which has a roof has a house. And therefore they're exempt. Veina tovel some maaseres, that's not chayiv in mezuzah or maaseres. Okay, that's good. Is a roof. Right. By the way, you should know, just in Lomdus, concerning the Irvin and Modern Metropolitan Areas, Part 3 is coming out soon, version of Edition 3. It's coming out soon. In Lomdus is also a central difference between Mezuzah and Sukkah. And then in a Sukkah, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to have four walls, right? And even according to us, two walls is not enough. I mean, you need to have two full walls. Tzuras HaPesach only works on the third wall, not on the two first walls. And even they're not for the whole wall. So therefore, the parameters for mezuzah and for sukkah are different. Because for mezuzah, all you need is Tzuras HaPesach. Without any walls, it's still going to be chayv and mezuzah. Whereas by sukkah, it's the exact opposite. You can't have walls made of Tzuras HaPesach. Am I making myself clear at all? Okay. By Rabbanan Ketaina, you know why sukkah is exempt from mezuzah? Because the parameters are not the same. The parameters for mezuzah are Tzuras HaPesach. By sukkah, door frame. Two side posts and a lintel. If sukkah were to have the parameters of mezuzah, that means that you should be able to build a sukkah out of four Tzuras HaPesach. Because that's mechayev you mezuzah. Why should it not be mechayev you in... No, you don't get it?
Yeah, but what about people build their sukkah out of wood?
They need to have walls. They can't just have door frames. But if the parameters are the same as the mezuzah, then door frames would be sufficient. Just four door frames. So since we see it's not sufficient, we see the parameters are not the same. So that's why something can be good for mezuzah, but not good for sukkah. So that the opposite can be true as well. That which is good for sukkah is not necessarily going to be chayv in mezuzah. Right. Anything which has four walls, right? Well, that makes sense. But you'd still, even Gordon Abir, I assume you'd have to have Gordon Abir to tourist a pass in one of the walls. The thing is, we don't. It's not clear why we don't have mezuzahs on Eruvin, a regular citywide Eruv. Every Tzuras HaPesach should have an Eruv. Hashem mezuzah. The reason why they don't is because we assume the Goyim would take them away and deface them, so they don't put them up. But hypothetically, they should be there.
No,
it's just yeah, that's true. Okay. All right. On we go. Tena Shemetz B'chotzer. You have a fig tree which is standing in your yard. Ochel achas achas. You can eat one by one. The fig tree is in your yard, so it should be chayiv. Nonetheless, the rabbi said you can eat one by one. You know why? Because it's not considered to be gemar malach until you make a mini miruach, until you make a little pile of it. So even though it's in your yard, you need yard plus gemar malach. There's no gemar malach. You can eat one by one. If you put together a bunch in your hand, you're chayiv. That's like a mini miruach, mini pile. It's gemar malach and it's chayiv. You get the right hold, one in your right hand, one in your left hand, and one in your mouth. Like a juggler. Okay? All la rosha. What happens if you go up to the top of the tree? No, then it's fine. You can eat as much as you want because miruach has to be on ground based miruach. They make it pile in your hand perhaps, but on the ground, not up in the tree. Okay? Tanya, we learned. Nosin lo shows lefatseya. Oh, sorry. To the Gemara. Tani. Right, you see that?
Also, maybe when you're on top of the tree, you're more private.
Maybe. Tani. Nosin lo shows lefatseya ribor rishonash near shlisha. Shlishas. It's interesting. Kula here. The Kavanagi says talking about olives, which is pashtus. I mean, it's possible to explain story about dates also. But with story about olives, they used to crack open in order to put in salt or something and make them taste good. Because now we pickle olives. In the old days, even they didn't pickle them, they had to crack them open in order to put on some spices or something and make them taste good. So you give them the first, the second, and the third. What does it mean? If you cracked open the first, then you gather another one, even though you're holding both at the same time. Since the first was already cracked, it no longer has been starved to the next one to make a mini pile. It doesn't work that way. How many times do you have to crack? 3 times. Because that's how much you crack in order to make it suitable to eat. Once it's cracked three times, even though you're holding your hand when you pick up the other one, it's not considered to be a mini pile because the first one is considered like be water under the bridge. It's already out of the ball game. It's cracked. Cracking is already takes it out. For me, part and parcel of this pile, it's really completely ready to eat. Okay? Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rabbi Zira said, Shim Likin is a Shim B'Sol Kadei Shoz Rishoyna. If you collected the second one before you finish cracking the first one, then the tevel. In other words, you have to crack the first one three times in order to be exempt when you pick up the second one, because then they're not considered to form a pile together. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question. Classic Rabbi Yirmiyah question. Zorak is a shayna l'mal mi'avir asorah. So you're playing jacks with your with jacks, right? Is that called? Playing jacks with your dates. So you throw up one date, and then you pick up another date. Now you have, and the other one is coming down, right? It's on its way down. It went above 10, now it's on its way down in the trajectory. So I consider to be holding one date or holding two dates. Okay, you're holding one, you threw it up, picked up another one. Now your hand is like this, but you want to go quickly like that. But the other one, gravity is already pushing it down. So maybe it's already considered being in your hand. Yeah. Yes. That's when they kicked him out of the base medrash for. Where he had 1 foot in the 50 amos, 1 foot outside the 50 amos, one above Asriya. Okay? So Rabbi Boy, sorry, you threw it up, right? The Lord speak Larry Lamato Meavir, sorry, it hasn't yet come in down. Actually it's a shnei by the time picking up the second one. Need blue name, are they both at the same are they both tevil or not? And the word that makes it worse. That makes it more likely. Yeah. It could be that this is a more reasonable question. Okay, that's true. Rabbi Shimon Otani, Rabbi Lezer Shimon, you get shalosh b'mino, three in your right hand, shalosh b'mino, three in your left hand, but shalosh b'fivin, three in your mouth. Only if you have nine. If you only have more than nine, if you have 10, I guess carrots, it's a Kabbalist, or was the son of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Only if you have 10 corresponding to the 10 spheros, you actually chayim and chumus and maisis. Rabbi Shimon says more, I did the Ava Achlon because he was an eater. He's very fat. More on Bar Matzias says he's very fat. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. So, Mishar Megarmei Kane, he reckoned for him what's considered to be a pile, Chshivas. Only if you have 10, not if you only have 9. 3. It seems that he brings down here the Kavanaki that there was that he was the psikta that says that once he was in his youth he was a porter because he was very very strong. Then he learned a lot of Torah and became weak. Then he became it seems when he went into the cave, learned the Torah, became weak. Then when he came out again, he became he ate a lot, yeah. He ate a lot again, yeah, flabby. Yeah, the character, yeah. I don't know. So, hey, man. So, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, also Gabi Rabbi Yossi, went to visit Rabbi Yossi, Bela Kunya, who was in Bela Kunya, Chamibu was his father-in-law. Have a mazagle. So Rabbi Yossi was pouring from cups, Fushasi, and Rabbi Lezer, Shimon, he downed it. Pour him again, and he drank again. Do you have both? Do you have only once? You have twice. Armalei, so it's Rabbi Yossi said, "Lo Shamas Minavuk." Didn't hear from your father. Shimon Bechai Kama Dam Tzarich Ligmos because how much you have to swallow a cup down in. In other words, you're not supposed to swallow it down all at once. Yeah, you did it two cups, one after the other. Armalei, so Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Shimon said, "Kemoshe Yi Achas." When the halacha is, when you dilute the wine in room temperature water, then you can drink it down in one shot. When it's only in two shots, b'tzoinen, if it's diluted in colder water, then two shots. B'chaim it's diluted in hot water, shalosh, in three shots. Not says Rabbi Lezer Rishimon, lo. I don't know if I take that back. I don't know if he's saying yours was mixed in lukewarm water. I'm not sure if that's what he meant to say. Could be that it was the stresses on the next statement, which is all these shiurim lo bi yain choshuna does do with your wine, which is very good. V'lo b'kreis chashukata, nor with your cup, which is very small. V'lo b'kreis yishirichava, nor with my stomach, which is very large. What he's saying is that these halachas of etiquette are relative, right? So it depends who you are, what you're drinking from, and where your capacity is. Okay? Vav Rabbi Shua ben Korchot Tzavikli. Rabbi Shimon Korchot is the shadow of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Chala bar chamer, vinegar, the son of wine. Because although it's not brought down here, it's more down more by Metzia, that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon had a job, which was to find all the Ganovim and give them over to the king. Seems like Piruach HaKodesh would find them. So Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Korchot said, well, this rotten thing to do, how can you give over Jews? Even the Ganovim, I give them over to government. So he said, why don't you shout at me? I have no choice. The government's made me do it. So Rabbi Shimon Korchot said, Adar Arkis, until you go, in other words, you should have gone, but Zat Lech Lukaya and fled to Lukaya, which is either Chutzarts or somewhere nearby, and you wouldn't have had to give over Jewish souls to the government. Amalei said, V'lav Kotzik Suchin Kisachti, am I not cutting down repulsive thorns? In other words, there are thorns on our side anyway. Why do you want to keep them around? Amar Leis, Rabbi Shimon Korchot said, "V'lo oya l'cha leilech l'sof olam." Don't you think it would be better for you to go to the end of the world, laniach, and to laniach ba'akher, shogu to kotzav, to allow Kadosh Baruch Hu, the master of the orchard, to cut his own thorns? Okay, in other words, it's not your business to do. He should let Hashem do it. Okay. Ala l'rosha. You don't have a header, right? This goes back to the Mishnah, yeah. He goes to the top of a tree. And he eats on top of a tree without being, he's allowed to snack. What happens if it rolls, he's on top of the tree and the fruit falls out, rolls out of his hand? Can you take it back to the top of the tree and eat it, snack on it? K'modet tamer tamon, like we learned over there. We haven't, way back at the beginning of the Masechta, there's halacha that if you brought figs from the field to eat in a yard which is not safe kept, which is okay to eat in, snack in, and you forgot to bring them into your house, you can take them back into the yard and eat them. I say the same thing about over here also. You can take them back, but you can take it back into the tree or not. So that's a very lumdish answer, very interesting answer. There where you take them out of the house, they'll be in an exempt place. But here, if you take them back to the tree, it's a chayav place. In other words, the tree is really chayav, because the tree is where? In the yard. Why are you exempt in the tree? Because it's not good, we didn't consider it to be gemar melacha yet. Right? Because in order to be gemar melacha, you have to be standing on the ground. It's not gemar melacha up in the tree. But if it fell off the tree and got to the ground, so then that's really in a place of gemar melacha. You want to take it back to the top of the tree, that's not leaving the yard, and therefore you can't be exempt just by taking it back to the top of the tree. That tree is also makom chiyuv. And your whole head that wasn't gemar melacha, that fell off when the fruit fell down. Okay? You shouldn't fall off too. Says what?
So what if you took it into the house?
Then for sure you couldn't take it back out. Can never take anything back from the house. Right, same principle. Ma daimi lo, what is similar to this? If you're standing at the top of a fig tree. Mat of late, what's the status? It's like standing in the city or standing in the field. What are we talking about? Yeva of Kador. This is going like the following. Hey, Omei Beers. Aloha, way back from Masechta Peah. Hey, Omei Beper, you're standing in the city. Voimer, you're saying, Yedani Shapoilim Shurchim Oimer Makaploni. I know my workers out in the field are going to forget a sheaf, which I left in a certain place where they're not going to find it. I don't want them to. I don't want to be considered Shikha. Veshokha Shokhu also. If they forgot it, it should be Harezer Shikha. It is Shikha. Tough. Why? Because he's in the city. His remembrance can only work, says Gemara, if he was also in the field. I know the workers are going to forget a sheaf in a certain place. When they forgot it, it's not shikha. It's not forgetfulness. Why? Or it's not. It doesn't belong to the poor people. Why? The chesiva says, Beside the v'shachachta v'lo ba'ir v'shachachta. In the field you should forget, and not in the city. So in other words, when is it shicha? When you forget when you're in the field, and you remember it in the field. But when you're in the city, it doesn't help the fact that you remember. You have to remember out in the field. So the thing is, what the Gemara means to say is that a guy on top of a tree, in a field, he remembers he has a sheep somewhere in the field, which is where he's going to forget, so it's not going to be shikha. So see that the top of a tree in a field is like the field, not like somewhere else. So to here, if he takes the proof back to the top of the tree, after filling the yard, it's like in the yard, not somewhere else, and there remains chayv and trumas and maizos. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah another time. Gevich in the two of a chater. This is the bottom of your Tet Zayin on base. The last line. Kevish Shetu B'Chotzer, you have a grapevine, which is planted in a courtyard. Noitos Kolesh could take the entire cluster and eat it. V'chem B'Rimon, so too in a pomegranate. V'chem B'Avtel, so too in a melon. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. I keep on remembering an amazing thing. Megagabesh, we gotta eat the grapes one by one. U'Porate B'Rimon, you can't take a bite of pomegranate. You have to take seed by seed by seed. Everyone take more than one seed, it's like a mini miruach. It's going to be chayim and trumas and maizos. So to the surface of the, it gets like a watermelon, it's very large. So you can't take the whole thing as one. You got to take slice by slice by slice. Otherwise, it's chayim and trumas and maizos. Okay, back to Tal Yud Zayin and Beis now. Tamatanir, we learned over there. You were eating a cluster of grapes. You went out from, came from your field into your courtyard. Field is exempt, courtyard is chayv. Rabbi Elazar may eat more. Rabbi Elazar says you can't finish the cluster. Rabbi Yeshua may lo eat more. You can't finish the cluster. Am Rabbi Zira, Am Rabbi Chia, Barva, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. Without taking up trumas and maizos. It wasn't tight. I'm Rabbi Zira, I'm Rabbi Chia, Barva, B'Shem Rabbi Yochan, Od Rabbi Tavik, Rabbi Eliezer. Either Rabbi Tavik, Od Rabbi Eliezer, that just like over there you can finish the cluster, so too here you can eat the cluster. Why? Because by the cluster, just like over there you began the cluster outside. And that's not good, so there, it's not, there's no... Well, let me read the next line first. Oh, Rabbi Tarvin, Ovad, it should be Akitas Eshkol Tchiloso. In regards to snipping off the cluster off the tree as it's beginning. So it's one of these two things. Either that Rabbi Tarvin, Rabbi Lazar, in other words, as long as the cluster is in your hand, from a time when it's exempt, into a time when it's chayv, it remains potter. So just like over there, you brought it in your hand from outside the yard into the yard, it's potter. So here, when you took it off the tree, it was potter. It remained in your hand. It continues to be potter while you're eating it. That's where it could be Rabbi Tarvin Tzvara. Or it could be Rabbi Tarvin Tzvara is for somewhat different that when you take it off the tree, it's not Gemar Malacha yet. Because that's just the beginning. And then you ate it right away. So Gemar Malacha is some subsequent time. It's a very fine difference whether it's looking at the hand or the fact that you just took it off the tree, but the bottom line is that you're not, that's why you could eat an entire cluster. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yassim, Shem, Rabbi Yochan, Oymer, they both said, the Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Tarfon is going like Rabbi Eliezer, either Rabbi Tarfon is going like Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Tarfon, Ovid Achilos, Sheesh, Boshtaim, Mashosh, Achilos, Kachilo, Achas. Or Rabbi Tarfon holds it, even though a cluster has two or three eatings in it, two or three servings, nonetheless it's one large serving, it's not considered to be like a mini miruach, as if you gather them together. My time, Rabbi Lezer, what's the logic, Rabbi Lezer? Mishum shehischu beheter, because you started when it was mutter, you started outside your field. Let's just go two more lines. Tanya, Rabbi Nelson, lo Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Mishum shehischu beheter. It's not as easy, but you start when it's mutter. El Rabbi Lezer, Omer, yantei achiyetzi shavis, or achiyetzi chutzu chutzu v'yigmor. While you're in the field, the yard, you're not allowed to eat it. It doesn't make a kavua, but in the yard, you're not allowed to snack. So if you eat a cluster, when you come into the yard, you got to stop. You can only continue once you leave the yard. So it's not like Rabbi Tarfon at all. Because like Rabbi Tarfon, you can eat the cluster in the yard. when Rav Lezer, all means you can exit the yard again and continue eating, but in the yard you can't eat it. So too by Shabbos. Shabbos Kover too. There too, Rabbi Lezer to hold. If you Shabbos, you eat the cluster right before Shabbos, you can stop and continue after Shabbos. But on Shabbos you can't eat at all. So it is not like Rabbi Tarfon. We'll stop here for this evening.